Yeah, my name is Matt Hammack, and I'm the executive director of Lake Brownwood Christian Retreat. And this is my third year with Texas 4000. And I believe this is the third year that you guys have actually been here. So I'm pretty lucky to be able to see you guys from the start. So, we are a 250-bed Christian camp and conference center here in Brownwood, Texas, situated on the lake. And we're a non-programming camp, which means people come to us and they provide their own programming. We give them the activities, the food, and the accommodations, you know, and then that's kind of all we do for them, you know, except support what they do. It's an awesome job. It's frustrating. It's busy. But it's definitely something that God has blessed us with to be able to, you know, be here and live here and work here. My hobbies, really living on a lake, is a lot of fishing, a whole lot of fishing. You know, we'll have neighborhood fish fries, so we're real neighborhood oriented with that. I used to do hunting on the grounds too, but I've kind of quit doing that. It's a little too messy for me. But we definitely do a lot of fishing, a lot of hanging out as friends, and, you know, we're like a small family here. You know, so we do a lot of family type things, as we would call it. My family lives in California. They're in the Los Angeles area. That's where I'm originally from. I was adopted from Oklahoma City, grew up in Los Angeles, and then found myself here in Brownwood, Texas, out of all places. Everyone in my family lives there. Aunts, uncles, grandpa, cousins. My mom lives there. And I have a few family members out in Florida, but pretty much everyone lives over in Los Angeles. And my mom comes to visit once in a while. I go back and forth, so... You know, we're pretty close as a family. I mean, we're not, like, super tight, but we're not distant from each other. You know, distance to us is just the number, not so much the relationship, you could say. So we do keep in contact. I try to call home and talk to Mom every few days, you know. Even though I'm 31, you know, if I don't call for a few days, she still calls to check in on her son and see how he's doing over here in Brownwood. So, my mom was diagnosed with stage 2 ovarian cancer in 2005. My dad died in 2004 from a heart attack, and then my mom was diagnosed in 2005 with cancer. Then I'm sitting here wondering what the heck I'm gonna do. I'm right out of high school. You know, one parent's gone, you got another parent, you just never know, you know, what's gonna happen. So I really had to step up, and that's where I learned a lot of responsibilities, being a man and running the house, you know, when she needed help. You know, honestly, by the grace of God, you know, she had surgery. And she went through chemo, lost her hair. That was one of the really hard things, was looking at your mom with no hair, which was just really kind of an emotional thing to see for the first time. But, you know, she got clean, and she's been clean for 11 years now, I guess. No issues whatsoever. Nothing's returned. Nothing's spread. You know, she's been clean. And, you know, we truly believe, is our faith, that that's God that did that, you know, that work, not so much the doctors. It affected me, like I said, a little bit hard at first. Losing a parent, wondering what's going to happen to one, having to figure out life. I didn't go to college, so I didn't really have anywhere to go. I'm trying to think, who am I going to live with? What am I going to do? You know, but I took it as a, really just a speed bump in life. I figured I can get depressed and upset, you know, with God and, you know, everything that's going on, or, you know, I can just kind of see what I can learn from it, as hard as that is to say and hear. The time I didn't believe it, but, you know, it's the truth. You know, she's very strong in her faith, so me getting, when she really needed somebody, like, falling down and not being able to get back up to help her would have been really, really hard for her, you know, and it was just us too. You know, she really needs someone to kind of push her along, kind of help her out, you know. So I really decided that I'm not going to get down about it. It is what it is. There's a reason for it, even though we don't understand. And even to this day, I don't know what the reason is. But, you know, I knew I needed to help, you know. And I wouldn't say it affected me negatively. It maybe affected me more on the positive side. Maybe not at the time, but maybe a few years later when I really started to mature even more and understand, you know, why these things happen. You know what I mean? And seeing the process of, you know, the doctors working and the drugs and all that, really trying to understand why, like, why do we have to go through this? You know, so I had a lot of questions, but, you know, like I said, I learned from it. I learned a lot. I learned that every day is not guaranteed to us, that anything can happen at any moment's notice. I learned that family is really the most important thing you have, You know, you hear about it all the time, but you never realize it until you need to. You know, or something comes up. You know, I don't know. I learned a lot from it, you know, really. And I think that being able to, even though it wasn't me that had it, cancer still affects people around you. It's not just the person. I mean, it affected her church, her friends, her family, the city. You know, I mean, it was a big deal. You know, so trying to learn from it really was important to me, to try to figure out at the end, what can I get from this? Instead of being upset about it, what can I learn? And how can that help me grow? You know, and I really matured over that time, like I said, trying to figure out how to help and, you know, what to do for it. So, you know, like I said, by the grace of God, she's been clean 11 years, and that's awesome. I just talked to her today, actually, about it. Had to call and get some information about all this, you know, and told her what it was about, and she, you know, she's almost in tears, excited, you know what I mean? Like, we had to share her story. You know, Texas 4000 is really important to me for a few reasons. One, it's a different kind of group that we don't get every year. Or, I'm sorry, throughout the year. This is the only type of group we get in the beginning of our summer, you know, until next year. And it's a long time till you all come back, you know. We get an opportunity to hear stories from people. And what's really neat is that a lot of our groups, like, we talk to them and, you know, we'll shoot hoops with them here and there. And, like, we become friends over time. But with Texas 4000, it's really almost like a family to us. You know, like, you really get an opportunity to learn about these people and their stories. They're not just people on bikes. They're people that have stories with them, you know, on those bikes. You know, the fact that at dinner tonight, people came and sat with us as a staff. You know, we think that's really cool because most summer, we don't ever get to do that. It never happens. It just is what it is, you know. But, you know, we get to sit with you guys and become friends. You know, some of us will become Facebook friends and Instagram friends. We'll exchange some numbers, which is really cool also. But, you know, it's just really, it's a fun group. I always look forward to, you know, when they come out, when I get the call that they're wanting to come here, you know, the next year. It's exciting for us. You know, like I said, it's personable. We don't get that a whole lot, maybe just here and there. But the fact that, you know, 3 years ago when I got this call that people were going to ride from Austin to Anchorage, I'm thinking, what kind of motorcycle do they have? And then I found out, you know, they're on bikes, and I thought, these people are crazy. It's insane. But then, like I said, following and getting to establish that relationship, you know, with the lead person, you know, over the last 6 months, you know, was really cool, and you kind of get to understand a little bit more what's going on. And it's just really fun for us. You know, it's different. It's kind of an emotional time for everybody. It's a happy time. You know, it's great. We love having Texas 4000 here. You know, so, I mean, every year we bring you guys back. You know, I know that I'm blessed by it. I know my staff is blessed by it, and I would hope that you all be blessed by it also. You know, we just want to help. You know, we understand that, you know, there's a lot of us in this, you know, this group that have people affected by cancer. And even though that's their family and my family, it's almost like we're one big family. You know, and if we can give you guys a place to stay, a warm meal, we're not trying to be the best host you ever have. We're just trying to be the most loyal and most faithful. So that's, you know, really the reason why when I get the call, it goes on the calendar immediately, you know, that we're going to bring you guys back out. And every year, we hope you guys will come back every year. So,